You are out and about with Gene Salader for WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I am here at the Black Rabbit with chef owner Kendra Chapman. We are sitting in the always hoppin' bar area of the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill, who are hosting the annual Bloody Mary competition, for which there are about a dozen entries, but I'm going to let Kendra talk more about that in a moment. Kendra, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Miss Jean.
How's the weather been treating the restaurant? Do you find that bad weather drives people out, or it keeps them in, or what's the story with that? Because it's been crazy weather.
It's been very crazy weather, but we've been fine. Everything's been somewhat decent considering it's January, but we're looking forward to a big, huge day tomorrow. That's always a really good time for everybody. We have 12 entries, it looks like, from the area restaurants for the Bloody Mary contest. This will be our 8th year. So we're excited, and you people get to come out, and you're the judge. The Woodland holds the trophy from last year, so we're excited to see who's going to take it this year.
Nice. So as a patron, what are people going to expect when they come in? Are we going to... So we're airing Sunday morning, so this is all happening probably right now while you're listening to this on Sunday, Hometown Sunday morning with Marshall. Now, if I want to come as a patron, I should probably call and make a reservation?
We're definitely starting to fill up, for sure. But we start serving the flights at 11 o'clock. They're $15 for purchase. And again, we have about, I think we're looking at 12 this year. And we serve them until 4 o'clock or until supplies last. But you should definitely call and make a reservation if you can. Certainly always welcome the walk-ins, but it's going to be a busy day.
Okay, and the phone number here for those listening, Kendra, who want to make a reservation?
860-596-4227.
Okay, and again, that was $15 to taste about a dozen different Bloody Marys. These are small samples of each?
They are, and it's really, there's a lot of different garnishes, which is really fun. So you're kind of getting a definite good snack in there as well while you're sampling, for sure.
So this is really generous of the Black Rabbit to do, because you're supplying the vodka and or what, tequila, I guess, is some
we
people
had one
do.
With tequila last year, but it's a little bit of work just to put it all together for us, but it's just a fun time, you know, representing all the restaurants, and again, we get a good turnout. Everybody, you know, wants to win for sure and take that trophy. We have a beautiful wooden trophy with a Tabasco sauce bottle and a golden celery root on it. So the winning restaurant gets to take that and hold it at their place for the year. So that's always, you know.
It is. It's a beautiful trophy. And if you sit at the currently at the Woodland Bar, it's prominently
right there,
displayed
in
right in the center.
Absolutely.
It's kind of goofy. I've heard about that. I wouldn't know. I know it's not as though I sit at bars.
No, never.
Ice cream parlors, yes, yeah. But not bars.
I also have heard that it's definitely right on display.
So this is the 8th annual. Anything different, anything new this year that hasn't been there before? Any new entries?
No, we have the regular locals. You know, 52 Main and Millerton, Oakhurst Diner, Harney's Tea, they're all competing. We have Cane and Country Club. We have the Woodland Restaurant. We have the Boathouse. We have Falls Village Inn this year. We have... Let's see, the Black Rabbit, of course.
How many bartenders, how many staff are making for the Black Rabbit? How many entries do you have?
We have 2, I believe, this year. We might do a third, but all the bartenders, of course, want to enter theirs, but we don't want to have too many of
our
own.
Field.
We actually, kind of the Black Rabbit has only won one time, actually. Corey won it, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, but... only once that we've taken the trophy. So.
I can vouch for that entry.
Oh, Stagecoach is also in Massachusetts. So, yeah, we're looking to have a good turnout for sure.
Awesome. So you get a flight of these dozen small Bloody Marys with full-size garnish, and each one is numbered, and you get
Correct.
A ballot.
Correct. So the people are the only ones that vote, and you can purchase one Bloody Mary flight and share a couple of the ballots with your friends, because it is a lot of mix to try to taste. But we usually get at least, you know, if we sell 50 flights, we usually get at least 70 ballots that come through. So you just, it's random. You don't know whose is who, and you pick a number.
and circle it on the paper ballot. And
exactly.
Awesome. Hey, Jay, come on down here. Jay's one of the bartenders entering a Bloody Mary this year.
Sure.
We're interviewing you for WHDD, Robin Hood Radio.
At this exact moment?
Yes, it's not live. It's going to be aired. It's going to be aired tomorrow morning.
Awesome.
So say now, because it's today, because when it's
well,
airing.
Us here at the Black Rabbit is really happy that everybody is going to enter something, and we apologize now for winning the contest over all of you.
There you go.
Oh, but which one will it be from the Black Rabbit that wins?
We do
Dakota,
have a,
don't be shy over there.
Yeah. We do have a very good brunch menu, too, on Sundays, every Sunday, and we're coming up with some great specialties for tomorrow as well.
Ooh,
Jay was actually just playing with doing a Bloody Mary grilled cheese sandwich where you actually, it's sort of like a Bloody Mary French toast. You soak it in a Bloody Mary mix, and so that'll be on the menu tomorrow, which will be fun. We're also doing corned beef hash, but we'll have a great menu tomorrow as well, because you need a little food in your system when you're trying 12 different Bloody Marys.
A little sustenance. The garnish only goes so far.
Correct.
So again, it is all about the garnish, so come on by and have your cell phone camera at the ready, because these are pretty impressive displays I remember from years gone by. Kendra, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck in the Bloody Mary competition. I hope that golden celery stalk comes home to you. And good luck to everybody out there. Again, that phone number one more time.
860-596-4227. And we'll be serving from 11 to 4
today. All right. Reservations are recommended at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill for the 8th annual Bloody Mary competition. You're out and about with Gene Salater from WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I have the ultimate pleasure of speaking with Mr. Billy Anstead, currently at the helm of Sunday in the Country Food Drive. We are at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill, and I'm just going to catch up real quick with what Bill and his organization have in mind for 2019. It's a new year, and in about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we're going to see your smiling faces on Friday night at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski Jumps.
Yes, you will. We'll be there with Flying Colors. I've been there in the past with Dave and the crew. Randy will be on the grill. We're looking forward to it. I know that they have the target jumping.
Yes.
And which I think is fantastic. And also the human dog sled races.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know that...
It's a big draw.
Oh, absolutely. And in the past, the bells ring high and so does the fire.
The bells are loud, the crowd is enthusiastic, shall we say?
Absolutely. Not even a question.
Human dog sled race, they're still looking for teams. Contact Willie Hallahan about that. I'm sure he'll have more information. So back to Sunday in the Country Food Drive. You guys had a capital campaign to end 2018, and now you've got how many events do you think for 2019?
Well, we're looking at 4 events. I can't give particulars on those events necessarily, but certainly a couple of golf outings that we'll be involved with. We have a, so to speak, team meeting the beginning of February.
Good.
And
perfect.
We'll talk over logistics at that time. And certainly 2018 was fantastic, and we'd like to thank the whole community.
I'm glad it was a good year
times.
For you.
Oh, absolutely. Unbelievable. And I know that I don't really want to say this in some regard, but we do miss Dave, NASCAR Dave.
Of course we do.
I know some people would say otherwise.
But he's like a bad penny. He keeps coming back.
Oh, he's been back several times, and we can't wait for him to leave, but we can't wait for him to come back.
I missed him this last trip, Dave. Shame on you.
Yeah, he was in and out quick, and he said he'd be back in a month, which would be, in February, late February sometime. So we'll see him again, and we're looking forward to it, and we're going to move on with the food drive. After our meeting in February, we'll have a better grasp on 2019.
Excellent. Well, definitely keep us all posted. And beyond the food drive, we were just talking about Dave coming back in about a month or so. There's something going on at the Legion coming up also in February, a chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah, the Chili Cook-Off. I think this is their 15th year, and they're certainly looking forward to it. We know it revolves around NASCAR in regards to the races and the rest. And Dave would be right on that, of course. So everybody that's interested in the Chili Cook-Off or anyone that isn't interested should contact the Legion and show up, and the chilies are awesome.
Awesome. I'm here at the Black Rabbit with Billy Anstead talking about Sunday in the Country Food Drive. Next up, I'm going to talk to Kendra Chapman of the Black Rabbit. And tomorrow is the Bloody Mary competition. I think it's the 10th annual, but don't quote me on that. We'll find out a little bit more in a moment. And Billy, thank you for your time. And we will see you not tomorrow. We're not going to see you at the Bloody Mary competition tomorrow.
I will not be here tomorrow, unfortunately. Luther's Place put a team in last year, but strings and ties and things that happen, that's just how things go.
You can't do everything all the time, be everything for all the people, right?
That is for sure. And thanks, Jane.
You bet. Looking forward to hearing more about your year coming up after your meeting.
Take care.